Asian Pop Radio Australia. 영원한 건 절대 없어 결국엔 넌 댄싱 바바바바바 원더더와지 노바 모두 I'm girl strong number one baby baby I'm girl strong Asian Pop Radio Australia Asian Pop Radio Australia This is Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Shut up, Jeanette.
What? I didn't say anything.
You're trying to allude to the fact that I can't count,
aren't
you?
No, I was throwing gang signs at you, showing you some respect.
Oh, is that what you call respect? I've never seen a middle finger like that be respect.
It was three fingers up. What are you talking
about? Okay, sorry, West Side. Hey, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia, your host Jay John and...
Jeanette!
Thank you for being here, Jeanette.
No, thank you for letting me be here.
Yeah, you are always welcome because this is your show. You are hashtag AprFamily.
Well, is that sorry? Hashtag AprFamily.
Hashtag AprFamily.
Should be trending in 2 minutes,
Jeanette. It should be if we had more than 300 listeners.
Just hashtag AprFamily.
We have another big week. Because it is another big week. It's always a big week.
It's always a big week in the Asian news.
The Asian pop industry is big.
Exactly.
Yes, it's always a big week. We've got some music coming up from Japan. Korea, Malaysia. Thailand, Taiwan. And Brazil.
That's my favorite type of Asian country.
Yeah, Brazil.
That's my favorite.
There is a reason for it. There is a method to the madness.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What
our
is it?
Hashtag APRA family member, Katie, her intro to Asian pop is centered around Brazil this week. Stay tuned for more information.
Okay, hashtag April Family.
Yeah. Plus, we'll of course have your news for you next and a classic movie review thanks to Shazza.
Thank you, Shaz.
All coming up, we're going to kick off with a track for Travis, our music director, who ironically this week didn't direct our music because I chose it. So expect
Thank you,
it
Travis,
to be
though.
Outrageous. AKB48, Labrador Retriever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dog act to get started. Asian Pop Radio. Australia, right across.
Hashtag AfroFamily.
The network of the community radio emporium or something. No.
Global.
We play not just K-pop, not just J-pop, but everything in between. We try to bring you a nice, diverse selection of music each week.
We want to bring all of Asia and Brazil sometimes, according to this show.
Sometimes Brazil. We're giving you a Brazilian on top of the Asian pop music this week. That's a Brazilian sound. You see what I did there?
If you don't know what that is, you're a bit too young.
Across the community radio network,
I love it. Dubstep Jace in the house.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Whoop, whoop. That's not dubstep.
Others break the news. We make up the news. This is Asian Pop Radio Australia. Tank it, Jeanette.
Infinite's Woo Yeon was involved in a minor car accident this week whilst travelling to film the drama High School. The accident occurred when the wet roads caused Woo Yeon's car to slide on the highway to Incheon International Airport. Representatives from Woollim Entertainment revealed that the singer received an emergency checkup at the hospital and thankfully did not suffer any injuries.
It's a good place to get an emergency checkup, isn't it?
However, due to the shock from the accident, Woo Yeon will currently be resting up at home. The accident caused worry to many fans as Woo Yeon had recently hurt his shoulder during filming for his Idol Futsal?
Yeah, go on. That'll do.
I really don't like that sport anyway. World Cup. Luckily, the accident will not interfere with any upcoming schedules.
Thank you for that, Jeanette.
Yes.
Next. It totally ruined that. I ruined it. I did. Sorry.
I thought you were saying and.
Yeah. And?
No, it's too late now. It's too late to apologise.
Hey, you know how lots of countries have road tolls and things like that?
Yep.
Do you think they have like a K-pop idol car accident toll in Korea? Because there seem to be quite a few every week.
Don't say that.
All right. Sorry. Move on.
There probably is one, but it's not like bright and flashy and there's no background music to it. Anyway.
I think next week we should create a community service announcement encouraging K-pop artists to drive carefully.
Yes.
All right. That'll be on. Or maybe later in the show.
And we can donate rice because they always donate rice to any event that they do. Moving on, Visual K band DID have been forced to go on an indefinite hiatus this week after lead vocalist Akane was hospitalized due to suffering from both schizophrenia and bipolar. The other band members have been unable to meet with the band member due to the hospital's rules. However, the singer's family have been keeping them updated via Twitter and other social networking sites. Mm. Unfortunately, DID could not complete the recording of their upcoming single, Fatal Error Race, but the band will continue their schedule up until August, but without Akane.
Are there any Visual K bands actually left? Functioning? Because they've all left this year. 2014 has just been a mass exodus.
Because Psy came in. I'm joking.
And popular Japanese idol group Tokyo Girl Star will mark their first performance in the United States this year at San Francisco's J-Pop Summit. The girls are set to perform on July 19 at Union Square, followed by another performance in Japantown on July 20. And as well as two live performances, will also host a fan meet on Post Street everyone that's familiar with Post Street. J-Pop Summit, which is currently the largest event dedicated to showcasing J-Pop in the United States, is set to bring numerous acts along with the festival, including Pinky Doodle Poodle and Daichi.
That's my favourite. I love a good Pinky Doodle Poodle.
We should dedicate a show to Pinky Doodle Poodle one
AKA
day.
AKA PDP.
Our news bulletin is thanks to our APRA team member, hashtag APRA family, crew member Cassie.
Hashtag APRA family.
Yeah. And a very big happy birthday to Cassie, who yesterday, or earlier on in the week, in fact, celebrated her 21st birthday.
Woo! Singing to the
insert Stevie Wonder singing happy birthday.
Isn't she lovely? That's not happy birthday, is it?
No.
Isn't she lovely?
What did your family sing
at
birthday?
Well, hashtag APRA family. That's all that matters.
Cool. Thanks for that, Cassie. Look forward to the next installment next week. I'm going to send Jeanette to exile right now, which ironically is similar to our next song, Exile. Back to the future. Asian Pop Radio.
break it down. その声で刺激を蘇ることはできない。
るまでは一日も休暇なし Never too much 見るだけ only Please don't touch スケジュール通り容赦なく Invasion 雲の上が Destination 時は too fast あの夢見たい余資金ポケットはないでも大事なもんならちゃんと奥の胸ポケットにある So sad 過去今様酔っても大丈夫さそこで待ってろパスワードアフターと SOB 見せてやるぜ未来の History
まだ見ぬ明日のタイムマシーン
Pop Radio Australia. That was Exile, Shokochi. And according to Jason, I am in exile. And that was their song, Back to the Future.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
I'm laughing so much right now. It's so hilarious.
This is the intro to Katie's intro to Asian pop. Do you see what we did there? Okay, and now, the girl who needs no introduction, it's Katie. Oh, wait.
Welcome to the intro to Asian pop segment. This week, we'll look at a group who may not be Asian in nationality, but certainly have been influenced by the Hallyu wave. Enter the challengers, Champs, a Brazilian pop group. Debuting with Dynamite on May 25th this year, the five-member boy group channel extreme K-pop vibes in their music video. While they may be singing in Portuguese, their company, JS Entertainment, states that their goal is to spread Korean culture and talent agencies' methodologies in Brazil. Champs trained for 2 months in Seoul, following a talent scouting audition, and their music video and track were produced there too. In the video itself, the five boys, Shi, Kenji, Diego, Iago, and Ricky, dance and sing in combat uniforms, streaked with black oil and performing technically challenging choreography all in perfect unison. The tune itself is a heavier version of electropop, with a breakdown after the second verse. Combat uniforms and breakdowns. That sounds a lot like BAP's warrior concept and New East's breakdown tendencies.
Cool!
The song has a very catchy tune, and the boys are highly appealing in both sound and looks. While they are not K-pop stars themselves, their music seems to bear little resemblance to previous tracks from Brazilian pop groups and is very similar to Asian pop standards. With the potential debut of a sister group, Lollipop, and the appearance of Chad Future in the US, is it possible that the standards of the Asian music market will continue to be seen across Western music market too?
Until then, why not listen to Champ's track and decide for yourselves if they seem like a cool example of the Hallyu wave phenomenon. This has been Katie's intro to Asian Pop.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Come on. Hoje não quero e nem posso parar. Tá no jeito de olhar. É meu estilo de dançar. Vou te pegar de um jeito que não vai acreditar. O que eu quero é ficar com ela. O que eu quero é ter a donzela. É como a história de Romeu e Julieta. Você é a lua que habitou o meu planeta. Pode parar, não dá pra negar. Trocando olhar, não consegue respirar. Respira, seu batimento modifica, muda. E vem comigo, você vai bombar. Se eu explodir, não vai ter paz. Tome cuidado até demais. Se for em frente, não olhe pra trás. Se eu explodir, não vai ter paz. Tome cuidado até demais. É meu show, vou te mostrar como é que faz.
Sabe nem disfarçar, você não para de me olhar. Fica ao meu lado e essa noite vai tudo pro alto.
Chega junto, agora eu vou com tudo. Pavio aceso, prepara pro barulho. Sou a faísca que faltava pra te detonar. É dinamite, chaps que não tem como evitar. Então eu digo e repito, que agora você vai ver ao anoitecer. Não vai ter como se defender.
Put your hands up, everybody.
Se explodir, não vai ter paz. Tome cuidado até demais. Não olhe pra trás. Se explodir, não vai ter paz. Tome cuidado até demais. É meu show, vou te mostrar como é que faz.
Dynamite, dynamite, I'm gonna be your dynamite. Dynamite, dynamite, da 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 dynamite. Dynamite, dynamite, I'm gonna be your dynamite. Dynamite, dynamite, da 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 dynamite.
Mas isso é tudo. O que eu preciso é de ter. Me deixe conquistar você. Agora eu preciso falar. Agora é pra valer. Eu vou enlouquecer.
Dynamite.
It was Chance with Dynamite. Oh, my God.
I guess you had the chance, but you blew it up.
Oh!
I'm winning.
You are explosive tonight.
Oh!
So, we're a bit thin on topics to talk about.
Yeah, spaghetti.
Yeah. And so we put it to our page, our followers, because we thought with about 5,200 followers on Facebook, you should get someone to be able to do the work for you, right?
Someone must have something to say.
Exactly. So Irene has messaged in to say, can we push, you know, we put it to everyone to basically talk about whatever they want. Yeah. We will discuss it.
With our beautiful faces attached to the question.
Yeah. Can we push to bring Big Bang and shiny and CL 21 down under. Yes, we can.
You forgot the last bit.
What?
The last bit.
Please.
Yes.
Please, because you said please, we can try.
Yeah.
We were just talking about this in the office today, about how much we've all desperately wanted to see Big Bang in Australia for so long, and the fees are just astronomical. And I think what we need is for one person listening to this show right now that knows somebody that has money, right?
And it's not me, so don't look at me, Jason. I see that face.
It might be. So we need someone who wants to sponsor such an event. We need someone from, like, one of the big four banks to say, I get the Asian kids and the kids that like the Asian music. We're going to support them. We'll throw a mill. We'll
and then we can
G-Dragon.
Call. We can call that show the Big Bank Show.
Yes, we. If one particular bank was to sponsor us, we could say, yes, we can bring Big Bang to Australia for
Big
a concert.
Bang,
you see what
Big
I did
bang,
there? I'm not
sure.
saying what business it is because we can't say it.
No.
But we can succeed with a bank like that, giving $1 million to us to bring Big Bang here.
Or a dentist.
What?
Don't you own a lot if you're a dentist?
You've got $1 million to throw around.
Maybe they do. Well, they jab things in your mouth most of the times and try to talk to you as well.
Because I was seriously thinking about the other day because my mom went to a psychic.
Yes.
And the psychic is adamant that she's going to win Tats Lotto soon. So
your mom could sponsor Big Bang.
I know. Well, this is the thing. So my brothers are thinking, like, maybe I'll buy a car, like a speedboat, or I'll buy a house somewhere in Toorak or somewhere fancy, you know.
I love your brother, but seriously, ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, but and the first thing I think is I could bring Big Bang for the people.
Yeah, and think
about... That's the kind of person I am, Jeanette.
Exactly.
Back in the day, I was going to buy cost-effective housing for people that needed it in poor and low-income areas.
You were just going to buy food for yourself.
But now I want to buy Big Bang.
Like, just the whole collective of Big Bang? Just
How
buy
much
them?
Do you think Big Bang would cost?
Don't ask
Not
me that question.
Not just for the concert, but Big Bang.
I save up 5 cents to try and buy Big Bang every day.
Yeah, you put it into your Big Bank account.
My Big Bank.
Okay, cool. So let's play SNSD. I got a boy.
I got a Big Bang.
This is a remix. I hope you like it. Asian Pop Radio.
Check Afro Family.
Done another way.
Someone's got a boy chicken, we've got a boy chicken. That's Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hashtag APRA family.
SNSD, Girls' Generation, I got a boy.
Chicken.
My D. Yeah. I got a boy chicken. You like chicken?
Nope, I'm allergic.
Why?
I don't know. It's a question I ask myself every morning. Why am I allergic to chicken? Why can't I get boy?
Why can't I eat chicken for breakfast? Why? Yeah.
Or
We've got someone on the line, another team member. We're going to ask her if she can eat chicken. Shaz, can you eat chicken?
I'm a vegetarian. So.
Oh, yeah, I forget sometimes.
We can all join the can't eat chicken club.
Yeah, we're giving you the space to rant about assignments, Shaz. It's that time of the year. A lot of people listening to our program are feeling the heat, getting a bit, you know, anxious about assignments due in for mid-year.
Many nosebleeds from reading all these textbooks.
Yeah, and you've got it all happening, haven't you, Shaz? Because you have all these assignments and exams coming up, and you're about to head overseas as well, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. It's exactly 4 weeks. Well, when this airs, it'll be 3 weeks and 6 days until I head overseas to China and Korea.
Amazing.
You probably aren't counting down.
I'm not at all.
Not at all.
She's been sending me screenshots of her phone for the last 16 weeks saying, another day down, another day down. Tell us what you're doing over there, Shaz. Where are you going and who are you hanging out with?
I'm going to Korea.
Yay. And so how's it all working? What are you studying when you're there?
Well, I'll probably be studying media, and I'm taking Korean language classes on top of that. And as part of my major at university, I also have to keep up my Japanese studies.
Cool. Wow. That's all right. So if you go study media, you'll be able to teach Jeanette and I something about radio.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I look forward to that.
The mentee becomes a mentor.
Yeah. Weird. Shaz, are you going to keep being our movie reviewer by any chance?
Of course.
Well, that's I look forward to you coming to us from Seoul, Imnida.
I'm pretty sure you've just said everything wrong in that sentence.
There's a good chance of that, right? Shaz, look forward to your movie review next week and good luck with your assignments.
Thank you.
Hi, Ting.
감사합니다.
안녕. Asian Pop Radio. This one's cool. This is Danger Disco from Malaysia. Enjoy.
Down, down, down.
across the Community Radio Network. This is Asian Pop Radio Australia with Jeanette and Jay John. That is Danger Disco with Sabbatical.
With a K.
Well, I'm just a bit concerned. Is it supposed to be Sabbatical, like Sabah? Because Sabah's a state of Malaysia, right? And the Malaysian.
There's a double B.
Or am so I overthinking this?
Is it Sabbatical? Sabbatical.
Well, hopefully, Jeanette.
Yes?
Hopefully we'll have a chance to ask Ferez himself because...
Oh, Ferez.
Ferez got back to us today and I said, hey, totes love the song, YOLO, hashtag stuff, and we're going to play it on the show. Yeah, and we'd like to interview us on stage. And they're like, yeah, cool, bring it on. So hopefully we'll be on next week's show.
Are we going to get Ferez for real?
Hopefully. I like what you did there. Good work.
Always.
Let's
like
hope Ferez likes that. Dangerdisco.blogspot.com.au. That's a surprise. There's an AU at the end. And
maybe it's Australian friendly, that site.
Maybe, I see. Oh. And Facebook.com/DangerDisco with a K. If you want to find out more about them, you should. We would like to find out more about them.
Yes.
Then we can all know more about them.
But I think we're going to find more about something else, aren't we?
It's time for Getting to Know You.
Getting to Know You.
Don't know the rest of the lyrics.
So we played this at the start of the year when you joined the team.
Yeah.
Officially, into an official capacity.
Yep.
And it was a bit of fun. And I feel like we've kind of drifted apart.
I have no idea who you are.
Yeah. I forget your name.
Stranger danger.
Every week.
I feel uncomfortable.
I call you Jenna.
Call me Jenna all the time, and sometimes I feel like you don't know who I am.
Sorry, Jenna. Okay, so let's have a look. So what we're going to do is just bounce some, you know, Fast Game's a good game, that kind of thing. We're going to bounce some questions off each other.
Oh, yeah.
The other has to answer, and we pretty much wing it and hope for the best. Yeah. Shall I start? We're going to do one each, are we?
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to answer it. You're going to ask me a question. I'm going to hopefully answer it.
Yep.
All right, starting from the top, working our way
down.
We should
do it in like 30 seconds.
Alrighty. Okay, cool. Here we go. Do you have any identical twins?
No, but I know some identical twins, as the question is asking me that. Have you ever given blood?
No. I'm a vampire.
I'm sorry.
Yep. What is your favourite radio station?
Probably the hashtag AproFamily one. What? Which is better, rollerblade or roller skates?
Rollerblades.
Great. Cool story. Thank you.
Have you ever written a love letter?
Yes. 12 million. How many Valentine's cards did you receive this or last year? None.
Too many to count. What a cooler, dinosaurs or G-Dragon?
Little shout out to my oppa, G-Dragon, what's up? Hope you're listening. We got the big bank coming down.
Ooh,
soon.
Yeah.
Have you ever made your own ice cream?
I've got an ice cream maker, but I've never made ice cream.
That's useless.
Do you know CPR?
Yes, because I see P-U.
You're a chartered accountant?
Yes, but how tall is the tallest person you know?
I am taller than everyone I know.
Lies.
Have you ever been attacked by a wild animal?
Yes, my dad. Have you ever ridden a camel?
I'd like to ride anything that has a hump.
Because my hump, my hump, my humps. My lovely lady lumps. Check it out. Are you a gossip?
Yes.
Are you a gossip?
Yes, I am. I like
you
to gossip.
You are a gossip.
This is why I'm on radio.
Oh, yes.
Do you keep a diary?
Yes, multiple. Do you need to write down things to remember them?
What was the question?
Do you need to write down things to remember them?
Yes. I'll write them down for you. Do you live by a motto or a philosophy?
Yes.
Yeah?
I'm beautiful. Do you lick the yogurt or dessert lid?
Yes, that's the best part. It is. It tastes so much better.
I think the best part is eating all of it rather than just having
the lid. No, the lid. Get started on the lid. Do you lick the spoon clean after making something?
Hey! No, I don't. Have you ever baked your own bread?
Again, I've got bread mix in the cupboard and I've never made bread.
Why do you have these things? They make your life easier and you just don't do them.
Coles has lots of fancy lights and makes you want to buy stuff.
Not really.
Can you name all of the 50 American states?
Yes, I can.
Go.
Have you ever... No, you didn't ask if I should. Have you ever owned a goldfish?
Yes, they are all in the toilet now. Well, eventually they all go there,
poop,
right?
Poop is not goldfish.
Have you ever handled a snake?
Yes. Is there anything you wish would come back into fashion?
Yeah, you snake handling.
Oh, yeah.
Are you introverted or extroverted?
It doesn't matter.
30-second countdown.
What's your preferred swimming stroke?
On the
heart
face. Attack. What? What colour are your eyes?
Yes. Have you ever had a disastrous interview? Probably this one.
Every single time. Have you ever been to an art gallery?
Yes. Two. Could you ever be a living organ donor?
I should.
Yes.
We all should. Great. Should we go one more?
Yeah, 433. Ask that one.
433. What was your favourite science, biology, physics, or chemistry?
Biology, because you get to explore the body.
Okay, thank you. That was Getting to Know You.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you.
Good stuff.
Thank you. I'm glad I didn't know you that much, and now I still haven't learned anything.
Oh dear. Asian Pop Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Yuya Chiba. Let me introduce my lover, Rino Sashihara.
Thank you, and shake it up, baby!
Yoshiku!
Asian Pop Radio Australia, this is Jay John.
This is Jeanette, and thank you.
You're welcome. You are. Now, I assumed that that was Rino Sashihara of AKB48 with Shaken a Baby. It pretty much translates to Shake It Up, Baby.
Sounds like a really good song, though. Yeah. I feel like I could wake up to it and just cook breakfast.
Yeah. That would be a fun wake-up song. Yeah.
Just waking up and then you're just like, oh, shoot, I've got to shake it up because that's what my mom's telling me to do.
It would help if you were making pancakes, that shaking pancake mix.
Oh, you could just make it from scratch like everyone else.
I think we should hear from Paul now.
Paul.
Do something about this awkward silence.
And now, please be upstanding for the Thailand National Anthem and Paul's Thai Song of the Week.
DJ, hey guys, it's Paul here, and today I have a Thai song for you. It's called Klum by a Thai rock band called Slot Machine. Klum in English means that doze, D-O-Z-E, which can also mean be absent-minded, be drowsy, something like that. Slot Machine, they came to Sydney in May at the same time for BAP, and I was so disappointed that I missed them. I have been a bad Thai pop guy for the show, but But you know, next time I will make sure if a Thai pop artist came to Australia, I will let you guys know. Here it is, enjoy Clum on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Another Taiwanese hit coming up next on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
เธอนั้นใจร้ายแต่ก็ไม่ไหวจะยอมรับก็รู้ดีเธอต้องผิดสัญญาแต่ก็รักเธอไม่รู้ทำไมเพียงสบตาเธอใจดวงนึงคล้ำลอยไปหัวใจดวงนี้ไม่หลับจำเหมือนโดนซ้ำๆแล้วสะใจต้องพอแล้วแต่ก็ไม่เคยทำอย่างนั้นเหมือนตัวเราไม่เคยสำคัญเธอทุกทีก็ลงทางไปเพียงสบตาเธอวันเวลาย้อนคืนมาหัวใจดวงนี้ไม่หลับจำเหมือนโดนซ้ำๆแล้วสะใจ
just K-pop. Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Bye.
猜想要说什么，下一秒就全忘掉。Oh no， 爱你了。
你相信吗？我就像白纸一样，张开英雄们的冒险，大声一的生存飘在大西洋。我决定要往那聪明的海岸慢慢划，当然我会写 email 给你啊。
No, I'm never going to get used to anything. My brain doesn't compute the way it's supposed to.
Hashtag fixbration. Fixbration room.
Do you know what it is? Our home studio is a Joy 94.9. We've just gone through our big week-long radiothon. It's an exhausting period of time for any radio station. So anywhere you're listening to this show and you know that that particular radio station or a radio station near you, a community station that does a radiothon, really sit there and think about what it means to them, because they put in so much time and effort, and radio, community radio, just costs a fortune to run, and majority of the people are volunteers, and it's just something really important to get behind. So regardless of which one you're listening on and which one you've got nearby, support them and just try and send them cookies or something to make them feel happy. That's my community service announcement for this week. Do you have any closing words?
Yes.
Yeah, share them.
We will give you cookies and love. That's all I heard from your speech. It was very inspiring.
Thank you. Until next week, have a good one.
Have a good one.
And
live long and prosper.
I will sleep, and I hope you can too.
Everybody sleep together.
Yeah. Oh, weird.
Asian... I just understood what I said.
Asian Pop Radio, see you later.
I wanna 좋은 건 같이 나눠 먹자고 배고파 죽어버리겠어 Let's go yeah.